Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Darren Olson. He is the district manager, or the district ranger, excuse me, for the Manti LaSalle Forest right here in our area. And, you know, with summer coming up and camping getting ready to roll, we wanted to talk about getting up into the Manti, getting up Huntington Canyon, those places like that where we're familiar with going camping in the summertime. With the winter that we had, going to be a little different this year than in years past, and we're going to talk about that as well. Darren, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So let's start off with, first and foremost, we love the fact that we had all the snow that we had in the wintertime. It's great. It's very helpful, and it's good for, you know, to keep water, and we know we're going to have reservoirs and things like that are full. Yes. But when it comes to camping, it causes a problem, doesn't it?
Yes, we're finding that areas are about 3 weeks behind schedule because of all this snow. So access has been challenging this year. But like you said, it's a nice problem to have when our reservoirs are full. And so it's just one of those situations this year.
And you had mentioned that we're behind schedule. And about what are you guys looking at? What are you kind of thinking that hopefully people can get out and start using the area up there?
Yeah, it's hard to say right now. What we are seeing that when the snow starts to melt, which we're doing that right now, it's coming off pretty quick, but we're still seeing that we're about 3 weeks behind schedule. So what that means is going through Miller's Flat up to like Willow and Farron Reservoir, places like that, it's going to be later than normal, typically 2 to 3 weeks. So
you've got to look forward to that. And I guess maybe a good rule of thumb might be, you know what, hopefully we'll be ready to go by 4th of July.
We hope.
We hope everything will have dried out by then.
Yes.
All right. And when we get out there, you know, speaking once again to the water that we've had and the water that is coming down, when we get out there, you got to really be careful around the streams and the rivers and everything as well, because they're moving faster than you would think. So what are some good rules of thumb when you're around water like that when it's moving?
For sure. We're seeing a lot of the rivers running high this year. So just be careful around there. Watch your little ones. Be careful in and around water. Some of the reservoirs right now are still frozen over. That's hard to believe. So, you know, if you encounter ice coming off the reservoirs, it's just a time to be safe and be thinking while you're out there recreating.
So be careful. Watch yourself. Watch your kids. Watch your pets. Just be safe and be careful around those waterways. Now, one thing that we wanted to talk about, and I kind of told you, and I hope it made sense, but there is a way that you can reserve campsites, and the people that use it all the time, of course, they know about it, but people that are just maybe a casual camper, just want to get away for one weekend or something like that, maybe they don't know that that is available to them. So how do they go about doing that? Where do they go, and what do they need to figure out?
Great question. So recreation.gov is where people can go in and reserve a campsite. Some of our campsites are by reservation, and then some are first come, first serve. So there's benefits to both those things. But in the past, people would have to be on their computer and go to recreation.gov or their phones or whatever. Now there's an app that you can get. And something that we've done up on the forest here is our sites are now reservable, or you can pay for those using that app. The one thing is you're going to have to download that app before you go to the forest. But then once you're up there, whether you have coverage or not, that doesn't matter. But you'll be able to scan a QR code that we have at those campsites, and you'll be able to use that app to pay for those sites. So that's a nice feature that, because in the past you had to write a check or have cash, and so this is just one more way of making things easier for people.
So you can go up there, and usually I know that the Forest Service in those campground areas, they're good to mark ones that are reserved already and let people know that. But if you find one that's not reserved, you can just scan a QR code with your phone and pay for it right there.
Yeah, and so you'll go get a slip like you would in the past where you put your check or money, and you'll put that on the site showing that you've reserved that. But now you can pay for that through that recreation.gov app and do it electronically.
Just making it as convenient as possible to get out and enjoy yourselves, right?
Trying to, yes.
And the other great thing that you have, and we've talked to another gentleman from the Forest Service in the past about this, is you can reserve. There are certain cabins in different areas that the Forest Service maintains, and you can reserve those as well. They're a lot of fun if you've got a group of, say, 8 to 10 people that want to get together and go camp and have things like that, and you still have a few amenities there, but not a lot. They're fairly primitive, but a lot of them have, you know, running water and power off of solar and things like that. So those are on there as well?
Yes, those are. And like you said, I don't know that a lot of people know about those, but those who do have really enjoyed those and use those. Great place if you're looking more for cabin-like camping experience.
All right, so it's all there for you if you go on to the recreation.gov, go on your phone and download that app, and then all the website or all the campsites that are available are there. You know, I know a lot of people go up and reserve the big the larger campsites for family reunions and things like that. It's all available to you. You can do that. If anybody has any questions, can they just contact you guys there at the office?
Yes, feel free to call our office, Farron office, or the Price Forest Service office, either one, and we're glad to help you out and answer any questions we can.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Darren Olson, the district ranger for the Manti-LaSalle Forest here, just giving you some tips and tricks and things that'll help you if you plan on going out and going camping up there on the Manti. Darren, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.